guys, welcome to Advanced Lessons in Millennial Money, featuring Robert Kiyosaki. I'm your host, Alexandra Gonzalez. You know Robert as the best-selling author of the number one personal finance book of all time, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. But I'm so excited to let you guys know that Robert just released his brand new book, Fake. Fake money, fake teachers, fake assets. You can get your copy by clicking the link in the description. Hurry before we sell out again. Today, we're in for a really good episode. It's all about the differences between what you learn about money in school and what we teach you here at Rich Dad. Instead of learning about taxes and money, in school we learned about the mitochondria is the powerhouse of the cell. Very useful, but don't worry, we're here to teach you what you really need to know. We start by discussing the cash flow quadrant. The quadrant describes how different people earn different kinds of income. Let's watch Robert describe this in detail.
So anyway, I'll point out really, really quickly the differences between what they're teaching in school and what we at Rich Dad teach. So this is the very big difference. Like I said, most school teachers are like my poor dad. And this was Rich Dad, Poor Dad. What you're seeing here is a financial statement. Mm-hmm. You know, Rich Dad, Poor Dad is a book on accounting, the most boring subject on planet Earth. But book number two of Rich Dad was this one here. And this was called the cash flow quadrant, right? You have E, S, B, and I. So, test for you. What does E stand for?
Employee.
Good. And what do employees always say?
That they work for money.
But they want job security,
exactly. Mm-hmm.
Paycheck, and pension.
Yes. Okay.
What does S stand for?
Self-employed.
They're small business owners.
Yes.
Doctors, lawyers.
They work for tips.
They work for tips, no. So they're self-employed. Mm-hmm. And B stands for what?
Big business owners.
So 500 employees or more.
Yeah.
And I stands for what?
The investor.
Investor. It's more than just investor, it's insider. You see, this is like Shark Tank on the TV shows. These guys here, I've done this and I've done this. So this was my poor dad, this side. This was Rich Dad here. So the difference that's what schools are not teaching you is what's the difference between these people and these people. That's the big difference. And that shows up, so when I was about your age, I had to make a decision. Did I want to, I was a pilot. You know, most of my friends went to fly for the airlines. But I'd be here, or I could be, I could be an Alaska flying fisherman around the place, you know, a pilot with a small plane and, you know, flying around the place. Or I could own an airlines, or I could invest in airlines. And that's the difference mm-hmm. in the mindsets and skill sets. You don't just make crossings. The education is extremely different on this side than on this side here.
We discussed the financial statement and the differences between how the rich and poor make their money.
But this is the big difference here. E's and S's focus here. Mm-hmm. The rich focus here. And you see, that's why I don't want a job or anything like that. These guys want a job, they have salary interest. Their big problem is they pay the most taxes. E's and S's pay the most taxes. The B's and I's focus here. We don't pay taxes legally. And that makes a lot of people angry, especially the millennials. You know, they want to tax the rich.
Yeah.
Well, you can't tax the rich because they don't have an income. Mm-hmm. You see, if you have a job and you have income, you're taxed. If you're a small business person, a small entrepreneur with a pizza shop or something, you pay the highest taxes. But because the rich, my rich dad taught me to focus here, my poor dad taught me to focus here. And that's what they're not teaching in school. Because to understand this, they would have to teach you this here. And most school teachers are here and here. They know nothing about this and this. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, and when you tie it into school teachers, I think of, okay, if I want to lose weight, I go to a personal trainer who has the body I want. So why do we go to these teachers when they aren't accomplishing what we want to accomplish?
Right. Most school, you know, like most of the young people your age today, you know, a lot of them want to become entrepreneurs. the problem with this, you have to understand tax. You say this is all over the world, very little difference. These guys pay 40% of their money in taxes. So they make $1,000, they're going to spend $400 in taxes. These guys that make $1,000, they're going to pay 60% in tax. So our schools are teaching entrepreneurship, but they're not teaching them tax. Okay? And because they're focusing on income. Over here, it's 20% in tax. Mm-hmm. So they make $1,000, only $200 goes to tax. And these guys, 0%. So the reason financial education isn't working in our school systems is they're teaching financial education for these people and these people, but to really become rich, you have to focus on this side here. And that's the difference between a rich dad and the financial and what they're teaching in school right now. I'd rather be on this side. This side is a lot harder, but in the long run, it's more fun for me. Mm-hmm. On this side here, it's harder, but you're paying tax constantly. So these guys here are saying tax to rich. Well, these guys don't pay taxes. And as strange as that may seem, and I'm talking about legally, this is all over the world. So that's the big difference here. One last thing, which I think most millennials understand, is, you know, in Rich Dad, Poor Dad, I wrote about Ray Kroc, founder of McDonald's. And he was teaching at the University of Texas, the MBA program. And Ray asked, and most of the MBAs are going to come out here. So Ray Kroc asked him, he says, what business is McDonald's in? And everybody yelled and said, no, we know, you're in hamburgers. And Ray says, no, we're not, I'm not in, McDonald's is not hamburgers. McDonald's is in the business of real estate over here. So what you have McDonald's here, and the money McDonald's makes buys the real estate. And that is my formula. This is Rich Dad. I own real estate. I don't hang out here. I'm glad you guys are here, right? And we do our best to make sure you're educated and you have your own businesses and things like this here. But really the formula I follow personally is McDonald's. Mm-hmm. We have education company that buys real estate, which means we make a lot of money, pay zero taxes, legally. Mm-hmm. But they'll never teach you that in school, which is what fake is about here. Fake talks about fake money, fake teachers, fake assets. They're all the same thing. Fake money, fake teachers, fake assets. It's not an accident. It's the way the system was set up. That's why there's no financial education in school, because if you guys knew this, you wouldn't stay here. Am I correct?
Yeah, no, you're correct.
So when I say to go to school, get a job, you go, no, I think I'll go here, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then that's what I love, because here at Rich Dad, you've opened doors to other people who have the opportunity to learn about the other side.
Right.
And to educate themselves so that they have an opportunity and a chance, as opposed to just following the path that we're supposed to and we're led to.
Right. Like almost every employee has their own company. And we encourage you to have your own business, to invest and things like this. So while you're still young, you're making all the mistakes now.
Yeah.
Right.
Trump says he paid zero in taxes. That statement got tons of people in our community wondering, how can I do that? I mean, who wouldn't want to pay zero in taxes? Robert explains in the next clip.
So did you ever wonder how the rich don't pay taxes?
Of course. I mean, it went viral when Trump said he's paid zero in taxes. And so it got me wondering too. It's like, well, one, how can I do that?
Right.
Because I need that. I mean, it would be great if I could pay zero in taxes. And two, how exactly can they structure it to get zero in taxes?
It goes over here to fake money, fake teachers, fake assets. It's all the same. And all of these guys who are screaming for the rich not to pay taxes, I cover it in fake. I actually have an article from the New York Times where they interviewed Jared Kushner, who is Trump's son-in-law, you know, was Ivanka's husband.
Yeah.
They're richer than the Trumps. Jared Kushner's family is richer than the Trumps. But the reason Jared explains it, why these guys pay no tax, is because they're in real estate. Mm-hmm. They're not in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, and ETFs. And so he explains it. So the reason the rich don't pay taxes is because there's three types of income. They'll never teach you this in school. The fake teachers will never. Number one type of, there's three types of income. Okay, number one type of income is earned income. That's earned income. It's when you work for money, it's earned. Mm-hmm. So that earned income shows up here. So these are the guys that pay tax. So when all the guys are screaming tax the rich, well, you can't tax them because they don't have jobs.
Mm-hmm. That's absolutely
it's kind
right.
of funny, isn't it? We're going to tax the rich. Oh, yeah.
How?
Good luck, you know. And then the second type of income is portfolio income. And portfolio income is from flipping houses, or you buy a stock for like $10, you sell it for $20. That's portfolio income. Okay? I don't do that. Trump doesn't do that. So most guys who are flipping houses and all that, buying stocks and flipping them to, you're getting this type of income. So this income is about 20% today. Some of that here. But the income that the rich work for is called passive income. Passive income is also known as cash flow. That's the name of our game, cash flow. And that income is income that's flowing from here to here. It bypasses taxes. So I know it doesn't sound fair, and it isn't fair. I don't disagree with you. But what's not fair is our schools, which are part of the problem, will never explain that.
And so because it's passive income, is it not taxed because, I guess, you guys are creating jobs and owning and providing houses?
You're getting smarter there. It's not illegal because the tax laws are incentives to do what the government wants done. So the reason the Trumps, Kiyosakis, and Kushners pay no taxes is we provide housing. Number two in the B column, we provide jobs, so we pay no taxes. And three, you know, it's a bad word, is oil. When you drill for oil, you pay no taxes. But if you buy Chevron, you pay taxes, stocks. If you provide food, you pay no taxes. So if real financial education, which will never be taught in school because they're fake teachers. There was, in 1903, the rich got together and they took control of the education system. That was the Rockefellers and Mellons and the Carnegies. And they determined what school would teach. And that's why we have fake teachers today. They'll never teach you this in school. Mm-mm. So all those schools right now are saying we're having financial education. It's fake financial education.
A pretty popular topic we're hearing a lot about is tax the rich, and the rich should pay their fair share. Let's hear what Robert's opinion is on this.
A lot of your generation are saying tax the rich. As they say, never happened, Joe, because the tax laws need the rich to do what the government wants done. They're incentives. I provide housing, jobs, and food, and energy. So that's what they should be teaching, but our schools will never teach that because they're fake teachers. Anything else? So that's kind of a review of Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Yeah, thank God you gave that. I mean, even when you were talking about jobs, it's like, well, yeah, none of us would be here if it wasn't for you creating this company.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of curious as to why the government wouldn't want us to be creating more houses, more companies. Why aren't they making us learn this in school?
Well, because it's fake education. Mm-hmm. It's fake teachers. It's been going on for hundreds of years. And like I said, when the rich took over, there was Rockefellers, Carnegie, Mellon, and they said, we don't need more entrepreneurs. We need more employees. So the purpose of American education is to create soldiers and employees, people who just do as they're told, but know nothing about money.
And that's a wrap for this episode. I hope you learned something new. If you've gotten to the end of this video, then you should clearly subscribe and hit the notification bell to stay updated on your financial education. Check out our other videos, and thanks for being part of our community. See you later.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.